Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the class.
Oh, yo. Louis kicking it in some Versace.
Oh, yeah. Are we going?
Buddy, we've been going.
Have we been going?
We've been cooking, dude. We're talking about all this stuff. It turns out we're all pro-life and Trump 2024.
Fucking Jesus 2024, we're good.
Someone told me that, did you see Kanye West did a concert in China? Young Dylan was telling me this. And his deal to come to China was like they had to shut like Adidas stores for the like everything he hates had to go away,
and China just was like, no problem, we can make all of that happen. Because let me tell you the nice thing about being in China, we could totally do that.
Do you have clips from? I heard it was like unreal. He performed in like the biggest place in China, like their biggest arena, and like so China gave him every like thing he wanted.
Is he not doing shows like here anymore?
I think he does things where he's like, he's like, hey everyone, I'm doing SoFi Stadium tomorrow. It's like Dave Chappelle type shit.
But like they can't, I feel like there would be like protests or something or try to shut down his shows, but I haven't heard about anything like that.
No, because I don't think he hasn't really done anything in America. No. And now he's breaking up that other chick.
They're screaming "fuck Adidas" is what's happening in this clip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of Chinese kids and Dylan.
Fuck Adidas. Fuck Adidas.
That was okay.
He dresses like a goddamn doofus, dude. I don't know why he does.
Maybe they didn't understand the translation for the Korn song "All Day I Dream About Sex."
Adidas. Well, it's the thing now. I watched the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction yesterday, and Black Thought, that's like new black style now, is to wear clothes. It's almost like Missy Elliott. Like the pants were like Black Thought's not a fat guy. And it was like pants were like humongous, like a foot outside of either side of him. That style now is to take up a lot of space.
I don't understand any of it. I don't understand. He's like, listen, I've reinvented myself. I love Hitler. And my wife's pussy is constantly out. And you're like, what? He's like, yeah, bro, fashion.
Say again? I think he's divorced. I think that lady's divorcing him.
Oh.
He probably called her Kim Kardashian one too many times. It's so funny. He was just like, get naked and walk around with me.
I know. It's so bizarre, dude.
I wouldn't want... Louis, you've dated like hot chicks, like young hot chicks before. Did that ever bother you, like the revealing? Like, it's like, hey, I really don't want my friends to see your titty possibly fall out. Did that ever strike you, or you're just like, who cares?
No, not really, because I didn't really date many chicks who, like, had their titties out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, my last girlfriend was, like, a professional dancer, so I guess, like, I could tell her, like, hey, just so you know, you gotta let Maluma know that your boyfriend isn't cool with some of these outfits. but...
He personally comes in and tells me he loves them, and then he makes me change into the next one. It's part of the job.
Yeah, like when I dated Karen Fian, she wasn't on OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And then
forget the extreme of OnlyFans. That's a good question. Would it have bugged you? Probably, right?
I wouldn't seriously date a girl that was on OnlyFans. I also I won't seriously date a girl. I'm shooting myself in the foot here. Because I probably won't seriously date most chicks, right? But like any chick who sends me a nude unprompted too quickly, I'm like, all right, well, now I can't seriously date you ever. Because I know that I'm not the first guy you did this for. Like, let me dig for it a little bit. Don't just send me your asshole.
It's so fucked up because, look, it's been like many years since I've been single, but it is, and I defend this in a way where I'm like, well, that's just the nature of men, but it is so fucked up what guys do to women, because you're totally pursuing getting her to be a whore, But it is always a thing where, like, if they're too much of a whore, you're like, ah, well, now you're put in the category of whore.
Yeah, you have to, like, I mean, you gave in to what I wanted. You have to, like, be on the whore line and never cross that whore line. But you need to dance on it a little bit and tiptoe on it a little bit.
It's such a, like, weird thing that guys have where it's like, no, I don't know. What's confusing about this? I want you to be a virgin who becomes a filthy whore only for me. And only in this specific way. And then you have to signal to me that you're not really that whore. But also, if you're not a whore at all, I'll just get bored. And
well, here's the thing, too. When someone sends you what, this is also a thing. I'm actually almost having this realization right now. Like, why? Because that's always the joke you say. It's like anyone who gets dirty pictures, there's always like every girl is going to nod their head when you go. And the guy writes back, is this right now? Or, you know, some version of like, was that taken right this minute? Because there is something when you get, when a girl's like, yeah, I'll send you dirty pictures. And they send like, it's like four different sessions of things. And you're like, wait a second. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't for me at all. These are just the dirty pictures you have.
Well, I do have one cum shot that I've been spreading around to a few different girls at this point. Great angle. Dick looked veiny.
And you blow a load?
Hold on, I'm making eye contact with my sister while I say this.
Wait, you have a video of you popping a load?
Popping a load, yeah. You want to see it?
And you send this around to a lot of people?
They like that? That's crazy.
Girls like it. Girls love a video of you popping a fucking...
I can't, on your own
chest.
It is so rare that Alex just chimes in. Like, that we don't, like, throw it to her. But Alex just, like, a fucking had to just go, wait, hold on. What? This is something women desire?
In the background, you hear Lewis going, yo.
Women,
they get so fucking funny. Okay, sure, dude. Oh my god, that makes me so fucking happy with laughter.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe you've never taken a shot of you shooting a load and sent it off to a lady, a damsel.
Never once.
That's crazy to me.
Nah.
How many women have seen me? I mean, if you're sexting with me, you're gonna see me nut.
I love it. And you just have the one goes out. He goes, oh, it's about to happen. And you go back.
I don't really have one that goes out, but
you just have it for yourself. That's weirder.
No, I do have one on my phone.
Just so you want to check your load.
A recent nut shot on my own chest.
God damn it. That's fucking.
And then I lie there because there's like, you know, there's a good 10 to 15 seconds of post cum bliss. Where you go, ooh, you rub into yourself.
Oh, well, there's that. Jake says, I've jerked on FaceTime. I've definitely done like phone to phone like thing before, but never.
Oh, the phone to phone, like the tap. That's what I do with girls. I just tap my phone to their phone. I was like, you have me coming now.
Yeah, you're like, you're pregnant.
can you turn on your AirDrop for my cum shot?
Damn, dude, that's so fucking funny. Sending a cum video. That's fucking great. Good for you, dude.
That's I really thought that would be more of a common thing. Dudes fucking jizzing on camera.
Maybe, never been my deal. It might be more common than I think, but I mean...
I enjoy, and I don't think this is me exclusively to me, I enjoy watching men cum. When I'm watching porn, do you understand what I'm saying? Oh,
no, you're wording.
I do.
It.
It's just
I don't know if you're purposely wording it so loud. Gay, but like, no. I do not jerk off ever in my life. I don't think much. Maybe when I was younger, it didn't matter. But as an adult, never jerked off to lesbian porn. I need a dick in there, fucking doing it.
I need
it
a big
loads.
Cock. I need it to be pulsating. I need to see him rip one.
Big,
I fast
huge
forward
load.
To the end. I see the cum shot. I go, that's what I want to come to.
I don't even really need the pulsate if I'm being honest.
This, Lewis, what you're saying is common fare, I'd have to assume.
Yeah.
In fact, I used to always get annoyed because Richard Christie on Howard Stern would always talk about like the importance of like the loads and stuff in porn, and Stern would always call him gay for that. And I was always like, no, I get what he's saying. It's
well,
why
I, listen, how I know it's important is because, like, if you watch porn now on like the streaming sites, like an X video or a YouPorn, what they do is they cut it right when the nut starts to come, and then they go, "Oh no, you dirty dog! If you want to see all this sweet milky cum, you got to pay us."
Not only that, What then they'll do, these motherfuckers, is then they'll just show you after that little thing, like, you got to come pay us. They show the girl getting into the shower covered in cum. And you're like, oh, my God, there was so much cum. I can't believe they cut it before all that cum.
I have to pay for this now.
No, here's why you'll never argue that cum is important, is because anybody our age or slightly less than or above knows the name Peter North. And you know it for one thing only. Guy shot humongous loads.
I don't really know the name Peter North.
Really?
I know the name Peter North.
I knew that one.
No. I know the name. Let me rephrase that. I know the name Peter North. I did not know the name Peter North because of how large his loads were. I've never followed a man for the size of his loads. That's just, you know, we're talking about that line of whore, Jay. That's sort of the line that you're dancing on. You've crossed that line. You're being a little whore right now.
I like to see a girl get completely covered in cum. Bring up Peter North compilation, please.
Why not? They had it ready to go.
Of course they did. This guy goes back to the late 70s, early 80s, all through the early aughts.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how he makes it. It's a lot of water.
I mean, the guy was so happy. The guy was a masterpiece.
Oh, look how happy these gals are. Alex, come on. You're going to say that's not great?
It was the first... It was the first question I asked Nina Hartley when I met her. I go, Peter North's loads, are they really that great? She goes, three times the amount of the average person.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I mean, at that point, I would almost, if I was coming that much, I would go, I need to go to a doctor or something.
Not me. I'd go, I have to empty daily or I'm going to explode.
And then when you go to the doctor, it's just like a porn star. And you're just like, oh, come on, man. This is a sexy doctor.
I have to milk you.
Yeah, dude.
That was funny that the main AIDS testing doctor in porn was just like an old porn star who was like never hot in porn, the girl. And then she just became like the doctor of porn for AIDS.
Ooh, I have a science question.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you I already know the answer because we already know that I think the doctor of the podcast has landed on me most recently.
I don't remember.
Maybe I'm wrong. I
don't think it's me, but I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember either.
If you have AIDS and you have larger loads,
right,
are you more likely to transfer AIDS onto your partner because of the size of your loads?
I would guess yes.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, there's more AIDS-ridden jizz to go around.
Yeah. there's a little bit of AIDS in all that jizz.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, does each nut have a finite amount of AIDS?
Well,
and technically, do you get what I'm saying? Like, if you lick
it's a good question. I feel like,
is it mixing the chamber? It's just one load of AIDS, one baby AIDS, sperm, and the rest is just load.
I have a feeling that AIDS jizz is like, it's a lot like an edible. Like, it's like, yeah, they say it's 20 milligrams each, but like, if you take half of that edible,
they made a 1,000-gram batch and you broke it up. You don't know where all the fucking milligrams of fucking AIDS went.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying it's like an edible made by like a non.
Yes. At home.
Not credible edible distributor.
I'm saying it might
bullshit.
This AIDS jizz might. You might like be like, I don't really feel it that much, or it might put you on Pluto. Like,
answer. How do you possibly have the answer? I don't even know what the question is.
There's no way you could Google this and find out the answer.
There's no way you have the answer because I have no idea what our question is right now.
The amount of semen produced does not directly correlate with a higher likelihood of passing STD. Great news, lies. Peter North. Good for Peter North, dude.
Lies.
So you're telling me if it's a little dribble or a Peter North load, you're no more likely to get AIDS?
No, are you saying like there's an AIDS bullet in the chamber, whether it comes out with a Peter load size North or a little dribbly Big J load, it doesn't matter.
That was a funny word mess. A Peter load size North.
A Peter load size.
It sounded right for a second. I was like, I'm wrong.
Dude,
North.
And then I attacked your load size, Jay.
My load size?
I
wish I should have big loads like that. They say there's
Let's measure our load size. Loser, gun in the butt.
Nice. Have you ever seen the commercial? That commercial always. There's one thing I was ever going to order off porn commercials. It's when they show the two little cups, And they go, the normal guy, it just does like a little squirt of juice into a cup. And then it's like Semenax or something. And it just keeps pouring like goop over the sides of the cup.
We had a sponsor for a minute. Was it Semenax? It was one of them. Honestly, guys, I got to be honest with the fan base. I lied and I said it gave me huge loads. I never took that shit. That was terrifying. It's sitting in my wall right now.
The Peter Norse of the world will tell you that it's, and Tommy Lee, I believe, subscribes to this. Celery juice or cucumber, something like that.
Will give you bigger loads.
Enormous, yeah, supposedly.
Alex, look up ways to make my loads bigger, because I will say, when I blue chew it up, my loads are smaller.
Really? Because it has further to travel, because you're so hard.
I don't know, but I have a rock hard boner, but when I shoot a load, it's a little square.
Yeah.
That boner's so big, that load forgot where they were going. It got to the tip. It was like, I don't remember what we're doing.
I've had a load so small, it felt like my dick hole was blowing a bubble. Like it was like,
yeah. I've had a load so small, it was like a drunk cowboy spitting into a little bucket.
Six ways to increase your load. Your prostate gland. So you can get fucking your ass fingered.
That'll make my loads bigger?
No. He's already done that. Check.
I'm going to find a better list. I don't like that one.
Alex, you don't got to show it to us because I can't really read it on my phone anyway. You just read it to us.
Now the pressure's on.
But make your voice hotter, because your voice is a little bit like a scraggly, like little boy voice.
Okay, so the first thing you could do is some
A little more breathy.
Some pelvic floor exercises.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, a little more Kathleen Turner, but Kathleen Turner now. It's like a Josh Adam Myers, but like trying to be sultry.
Yeah, have a little more rasp to it, but sultry.
Another thing it would help to do is
more rasp.
Another thing it would help to do
is you know what rasp is?
Another thing it would help to do
is there we go.
Hell yeah, this is hot.
Quit smoking, Lewis.
Now give it a Scottish accent. This is like your AI.
Yeah.
I'll keep a healthy diet and weight.
Better than I thought.
Not bad.
Now, as not racist as possible, Chinese accent.
Cut back on masturbation. Back on your masturbation.
It was pretty racist, but that was a trick request.
There's no way to do it. The most accurate impression is racist.
Keep everything we've said, the rasp, the Catherine Turner, make it sexy, make it Chinese, but also now make it like it's a question, like at the end of every sentence.
We'll protect your erections.
You know what? The humans are better. Humans. Alex, if you think this isn't becoming a thing we start doing now on the show when we're live with an audience, I hope you're ready to perform, girl.
There's one more, which is to focus on your sperm count, which I guess they're going to give you.
Like, think about it.
Yeah. Guys, right now I need about 20 minutes. I focus on my sperm count every day.
I don't really think about how much sperm is in my balls.
I got to 104. Also,
how much? This is a good question. How many sperm are in each load, Jay? What do you think? Don't answer yet, Alex.
There used to be like a very common answer to this or something. It's crazy. It's like,
I think in the millions, no?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, but I don't think it's
getting. You're thinking millions. 6 million, but that's the Holocaust.
Oh.
No. No, that wasn't 6 million.
In each shot of load, I think it's hundreds of thousands at least. Maybe millions. Dave might be right.
I don't remember the answer, but I'm going to go millions.
Also, does Peter North's load have like so many more sperms in it, or is it just all milky, creamy goodness and there's the same amount of sperms in each load?
More sperm. More AIDS, more sperm.
No, we figured out there's no more AIDS, Dave.
No, I'm telling you, I do not accept the results of this election.
Let me ask you this. There's not more AIDS in his sperm.
It's just ridiculous.
Let me ask you this. Are you saying there's no difference? How about if I prick an AIDS guy's finger and get a little bubble and I slurp that up? versus like if I slit his throat and like try to bathe in it and rub it all over my body.
You just fill up an entire IV bag and then chug it.
I don't know.
Got to be more AIDS.
Jay, I don't know that you can get AIDS by slurping up his blood from his finger. I think unless you have a cut in your mouth, your stomach acids and your, you know,
I think they'll tell you you won't get it, but they also will say like it's not recommended that you do it.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, that would be great. I mean, imagine doing that, just slurping up AIDS blood. Like, dude, you can't even get it.
Yo, what a great fear factor that would be for one of our live skank shows.
Oh yeah, dude.
If you're, well, it's like the more questions you get wrong, the more AIDS blood you have to drink. It like slowly gets. Ooh, dude, you're already up to 2 ounces of AIDS blood.
That's right. We did have our idea. This is one of the ideas that we never did. It was called Queer Factor. You know, to do gay shit, but adding an AIDS element is a whole other fun angle.
A whole other thing. Can you take AIDS jizz and let us take a little syringe and inject it into the front of your butthole?
Ooh.
Just the very front of it.
And then once you do it, we go, Jay, it's clear that to you, queer is not a factor.
Well, wait a minute. Can you get AIDS by injecting sperm into your body? Is that how AIDS works?
Yes.
I think that's why it's transmitted.
No, dude, I don't think cum to blood contact was the thing. We would have learned about
the reason why anal sex is so much more dangerous is because you're so much more likely to tear and bleed, and then you get the jizz right into
Is it the cum that makes it, or is it the AIDS blood from his bloody AIDS asshole?
No,
because the asshole doesn't have AIDS. Cock with a cum with AIDS goes in asshole rips.
I feel like gay cock just I don't know this. Maybe look this up, Alex. Out of this, like a science thing, but I feel like gay cock regularly sucks. Like it sucks air, like it's a straw.
Don't look it up, Alex. I'll save you a little typing time there.
I'm not gonna put my license to practice medicine on the line on this one. But I like where you're going.
I feel like gay cocks are regularly going.
Your
microphone isn't picking up your gay cock noise, just so you know.
That's also why by the way, not gay cocks, all cocks, by the way. I think that's a lot of the thing why you can get AIDS from the person's asshole, because their asshole's bleeding, and then you are right. It does before you come, I believe the dick hole does do like a I'm pretty sure scientifically that's true.
Like it breathes in. I agree.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah.
Like if you're gonna go, if you're gonna swim underwater across the pool, first you go, then you go.
And you get up and you go, bah! And then you fire cum out of your mouth at the end of the lap.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure.
We'll all sign off on that right there. That's gang science.
All right, guys. That's three doctors coming together. Doctor, 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 doctor. God damn it. That's fucking.
You know what's giving me like terrible anxiety right now?
What?
I have no idea how much charge is on my phone.
What?
I don't know how much battery is on your phone.
Well, why don't you plug it in?
Because I have this little Rode battery pack. That's how I'm.
Can I ask you why you don't have a computer yet?
Dude. This is my solution.
Buddy, this is batshit crazy.
This is a good
for
solution.
For a guy who owns a network. And has tech stuff and
dude,
all that stuff.
You're literally.
You'd have been. I one time I opened my computer when I got on the road, and the thing was broken, and I just had to get a computer quick because we got to do. Why are you doing it on a phone?
Lewis, so you own. You're a business owner.
You're a business owner
who doesn't have a computer. And by the way, your business is making podcasts
for computers.
Nope.
You're not doing a good enough job.
Damn it.
It was close. It wasn't bad.
The wind is blowing the flowers in the background.
I didn't even see that. I just saw his lip quiver once.
You saw my little, I had a little snarl.
Yeah, yeah.
I was getting mad.
Yeah, he goes, these motherfuckers.
It's crazy. So what's happened is, and you guys know this, think about this, guys, and you both, you have a little empathy for once in your lives for me. Instead of just being like, hey, let's attack Lewis. Lewis is a fucking loser. Lewis is an idiot. Let's make Lewis feel bad about himself. How about you have a little bit of empathy?
I swear to God, Lewis, as you're going, haha, Lewis is a loser. Lewis feels bad about himself. I just deep inside, I was like, this is fun. Like, I just felt I was like, this is really fun. Empathy just isn't, it doesn't translate well in a comedy podcast.
No.
There's nothing funny about it.
What's the empathy
have
we're
a
looking
little
for?
Empathy for once in your lives. And think about this. If any of you guys right now, the three of you, needed to go make an appointment and get to the Apple store.
No, that's crazy.
Just how difficult would that be in your life right now?
No, me and Jay would both go on Amazon and order a new computer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your issue is like, I get a new computer, and then when I had time, you drop that computer off to Geek Squad or Apple, and then when they fix it, you get it back. You could even take the other computer back.
I guess I could do that. I mean, I just have to find the time to go to the Apple store. I have another computer. That computer, it's not powerful.
But in the weeks
enough.
You've been waiting, one could have been sent to you.
Doggy, you have a little empathy. That's all I'm asking.
I don't know what the empathy is here.
Just have a little empathy.
You're wearing a fucking word. Versace robe. Get a computer. Prioritize.
Yeah, hold on. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does this solution not work?
It's not
this
great.
This is far from perfect.
Why is it not good? What is the issue? I'm sorry.
No, it is actually fine. I mean, there's little issues. Like you just said, your phone's dying.
Well, that's the problem. I didn't realize why my phone's not dying. I just don't know where it's at, and I'm terrified to see where it's at. But it's okay. It's giving me anxiety.
Yeah, but me and Dave all have like sharper picture and better sound for sure.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
I knew you were trouble when you walked
in. Should I listen to Taylor Swift heavy metal covers Swift. Now?
Really?
I don't listen to Taylor Swift. I listen to heavy metal covers of Taylor Swift. I have a whole playlist.
So that's cool.
And if you want to watch a 9-year-old, it's just such a funny thing, like, because nobody really, who would really care? But my niece and her friend Anna, I was driving them to...
Are they mad about it?
I was driving the cheerleading practice. Dude, they didn't get mad about it. They got like white hot mad. Like these girls, they've never been more offended by anything in the world. Heavy
really?
Metal, Taylor Swift. They were like, I've never seen girls so like fucking just real, just pissing fire. So really, really mad about it.
Well, what about it bothered them?
They didn't like that I was blasting it. I was driving fast. I was going, wow, wow. Trouble, trouble, trouble. They hated it.
The effect that this plain Jane fucking just like ho-hum pop song girl has on the world is it makes so, if someone goes like, well, what about Michael Jackson? That makes infinitely more sense to me.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I mean, these little girls, dude, they love her. I sent my niece to Miami.
Madonna makes more sense to me because she was almost like a culture change thing. Taylor Swift is just a nice girl.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift, dude, like it's almost like it's the Nate thing, dude. Like little girls and grandmas can like her. It's like it's not just like
it's
Madonna was
appeal.
Like provocative. Madonna, right. Like well, my sister went to see Madonna with my mom when she was maybe 12 or 11 or whatever, right? But Madonna was very, very provocative and not really for kids. Like
wasn't supposed
this
to
is
be.
Like Taylor Swift has like such mass appeal sure. That it's like, and her songs are all like she also apparently I didn't know this. She does a 3.5-hour show. I sent my niece for her birthday, right?
Oh.
Shout out to Whitney Cummings, who got me like the tickets at face value, which were still $500 tickets, but would have been
30 grand for three.
25 grand on StubHub to buy the
holy shit.
Literally, jeez. My sister's a fucking fool. I wouldn't have even held it against her if she would have went on StubHub and sold the tickets for $25,000 and just took her and got her like nosebleed seats for like a grand a piece.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what a smart fucking person would have done instead of stealing my weed. I mean, I would have gotten it. If I would have found out that she sold the tickets for and $50,000, $50,000 would change my sister's life.
Yeah.
Change her life.
Yeah.
If I would have found out that
she deals in exclusive minority life. So yeah, that would be fucking crazy for her.
I shit you not, I just wouldn't have cared at all. I would have been like, yeah, I get it. She's still got to go see Taylor.
That's fucking great. It was probably the greatest time of...
She sent me... So Taylor does a 3.5-hour show, right? Which is crazy.
I don't want to watch anybody that long, man.
She does like every song she's like ever fucking written.
That's wild. 3.5 hours. Yeah. Jesus.
And you know, Nikki Glaser goes to every show she can. Like, she's constantly at the shows.
Well, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Nikki Glaser like called her stupid once 10 years ago and has been living it down ever since.
Is that true? Did you say
something
about
that?
Yeah, that's
how it started.
Oh, because I know she's like the biggest fan. Like, she's like a psychotic fan. She on her reality show, she cried to her father because she was trying to play the guitar, and she started crying and say, "I'll never be like Taylor." It's wacky.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. No, it was, they had something like she was shitting on Taylor Swift or something. And then I think, you know, like Nikki's big enough that it got to Taylor Swift and she was pissed. And then Nikki like apologized and Taylor Swift. There's something like that. I don't know. Alex, do you know, Mike, do you know the story? But it's something like that. And then they became
that
like
Taylor Swift
best
or
of
was
friends.
It?
My sister sent me a video of my niece watching Taylor, literally singing a song, just hysterically crying.
That's I'll never understand that.
It's very strange.
I mean, I didn't understand like girls like fainting and crying for Elvis and the Beatles. Like
dude, Elvis,
I
said, Michael
head.
Jackson, New Kids on the Block, all that shit. It's I don't understand what that level of excitement is for seeing another. I mean,
who would be the most excited you would be for to meet like person in the world, like actually like fuck, I'm excited to meet this person. Like I'm gonna be.
At a time, it would have been Marilyn Manson for sure. Like
Diddy.
A titty. Yeah. I mean,
there's no, I don't think there's anyone like, you know what it is? Is it's to me, it's the people who I thought were like fucking hilarious when I was a little kid. Like my favorite,
sure.
You know, like if I, like even to this day, I mean, I assume he's dead, right? But like if I met like Leslie Nielsen, I'd have been like, yo, that's a fucking Naked Gun, dude. I felt that way. I met Adam Sandler once, and I kind of felt that way about him because I was a huge Saturday Night Live fan at that time. Yeah. But those people, like, own a certain mental space to me. I don't think there's even, like, bands or, like...
Well, for
any,
me, it was... For me, it would definitely be... It would
really
be rock stars.
I don't think...
For me,
yeah,
it just doesn't do it for me. I would be... But here's the thing. Excited, but there's... I'm saying excited... But on a level of like, I wouldn't look like a goddamn fool. Like I may have like an ear to ear kind of like grin, but I'm just like, I'd be like, you know, nice to meet you. I mean, I just experienced this. With
what's the context?
Show.
Is it just meeting them, just shaking hands? Because I got to be honest with you, there is nobody in the world that I even give a fuck even slightly about just meeting. Like, just I get to, oh, I met them. That's fucking cool.
I felt like that 18 times last Friday with Shane at the Wells Fargo. Every Eagles player that walked by and was like, great job or something. I was like, fuck, no fucking way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no, but you're like, I'm not a fan of like,
but I also didn't
like
cry
that.
To them. I talked to them and said hi and thank you or whatever. Like, that's my point. It's like, I'm stoked as shit on it, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to go like, oh, dude, it's insane. And then, ugh, and just like pass out in his arms.
But
that's
like,
what I mean. I don't
like,
understand that.
Like, I don't like sports like that. So even when I liked MMA, there's not like many dudes where I was like a fan of one that I felt gay being that much of a fan of one.
You were
dude.
Pretty stoked when you met Joe Daddy Stevenson. I mean, I saw that kind of energy. You were neat. When you guys met George St. Pierre,
no,
you talked about
now,
it all the time. Oh, gotcha.
Today, like, yeah, I've met so many really famous people at this point that it just doesn't.
You've also watched people become world famous.
Than anything else. What I would is like if it was like a lunch. Like you sit down with them for like an hour and actually pick their brain and talk shit. Then it's somebody like, you know, like, to be honest with you, somebody like Trump would be like super interesting to like pick his brain about business and like just fucking, and which Trump is doing Rogan on Friday, I believe.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
We just did that.
But like, I mean, there's like some people like in like business that I would like get like it, like into. But like, not really even like, I just don't really give a shit.
No, I agree kind of with Lewis on that. Like, I'd be real fascinated if it was like, you know, like dead or alive type thing. Like if, having like dinner with Steve Jobs or something like that would be interesting. There's
no, that's
lots
my
of
guy.
Like,
I didn't say him because
Dave was too on the nose and then Dave stole it from you.
He fucking just stole my guy.
Damn, dude. We all knew Lewis wanted to say it, but we thought it was too on the nose.
Okay, listen,
sitting
Lewis,
there without an Apple computer and a fucking microphone attached to his Versace robe.
All right, have a little bit of empathy, Lewis.
Okay, my
have a little bit of empathy for my situation here. Steve Jobs reached out to me. He was like, I know Lewis is going to pick me. I'm really not interested in having dinner with that guy. Yep. And I was like, okay, ooh. I'll pick you. You're having dinner with Trump, dude.
It's
have a little empathy
kind of thing. I know you guys are so funny. Mine's are so different. Mine's are like Iverson. Like it's
like
always like, the wrong thing.
I don't like there. Listen, dude. Like it'd be kind of like the Knicks when I was a kid. I wouldn't really get, if I met Jalen Brunson tomorrow, I'd be like, hey man, good luck this season or something. You know, like I wouldn't, it wouldn't do anything for me. Meeting like Patrick Ewing or Charles Oakley or something like that, I guess would be kind of cool, but I'd almost just like to be like, hey dude, I was hardcore fan when I was a kid, man. You guys gave us some great memories. And then they'd be like, oh, you want to sit down and have dinner for like an hour? And I'd be like, I got to run. I don't know. What are we going to talk about?
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what's been interesting. I was, not to plug, but my, whatchamacallit, Bobby was away for 2 weeks. And one of the days we had an opportunity to interview Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids in the Block. And
you brought it up on three podcasts. You're so
did I? But I was saying I was pretty like by myself like an interview dude. I went into that being like I have no the fucking right idea. Yeah, but I have no idea what to fucking go in there like how to do. Like I'm so like nervous. I'm just interviewing people I don't know. It's whenever there's a guest on a show, any of my shows, and I don't know the guest, and then it goes shit. They're not showing up. I'm always like, we'll figure it out. Figure it out without them. I don't know why it's like I have such like stranger danger to like broadcasting.
Well, yeah, it's also fucking look, just the reality is you're a comic and most comics are this way. Like you're a narcissist and you're only interested in yourself. You're not really interested in Donnie Wahlberg. You became interested during the interview, I'm assuming. You found out, you're like, oh, this guy's cool and interesting and you had a great conversation. But the same reason I didn't really get into interviewing fighters when I was doing the show with Bisping was because I didn't really like, I'm not actually interested in what's going on in your life and what you're doing. Like, I want to talk about what's going on in my life and make jokes about it. And like, that's also the type of comedy that I do. I do comedy about things that are going on in my life. I don't do like world events or like, I don't talk about like observational. I mean, I do to a certain degree, but it's more like everything is a story or how it's affecting me. And you know, so hold on, shit. James just got here. I have to probably move into another room.
Well, don't just stop that comedy clinic now.
What'd you say, buddy?
I said, don't just stop the comedy clinic like that in the middle. You're about to give us a secret.
Shit, dude.
You're losing us?
My phone also might die right now. Yeah, it's at 1%. Fuck. Guys, can we take a...
I have to do stuff on air at Sirius at 4:30. That's why I have to do a hard out.
No, I know. I have to plug in my phone for a few minutes because it's going to die. I have a fast charger. If I plug it in for 5 minutes, I'll get enough to do the rest of the show.
But can you just plug it in while you're on it?
I'm going to lose the audio from this. So I can plug it in, yes. But hey,
remember 10 minutes ago when you asked us what was the problem with you doing it?
Well, that's not a problem because usually I'll charge the phone moving forward, dude.
No, I'm just saying.
Moving forward,
I have an
you're going to continue after this to use your phone?
I thought we were doing good. Can you guys hear me now on
my favorite upshot? Yeah, dude, you got nice inset lighting. Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, so I'm gonna go plug in. I'll come back and I'll use this other. Oh shit! It's not plugged in at all. Fuck! It's gonna die. Here, you guys there?
Make sure get word to my fam. Oh,
it doesn't sound as good, right, Alex?
It sounds about the same.
No,
but
way.
Your head's
that's
so
really not that bad.
But your head's so much bigger than the rest of us.
Well, no, because I can go back and sell. I'll go sit back over there. Wait, no, James, why don't you go outside and play or something? I'm trying to do a podcast.
You don't want him to hear that you want to have dinner with Trump while Dave's over here fucking cucking you with Steve Jobs.
Yeah, fucking Jobs would love Dave too.
Dave and Steve Jobs are eating dinner and Lewis is outside dressed like Santa in a dirty Santa Claus costume eating a full fish. I don't care.
No,
that was trading, trading places, everybody. While you're shifting around, should we do plugs?
Good. No. Do you need to read?
No.
Oh, you're saying no to James? So no to James, but we should do plugs.
Sure sounded like you were talking to us.
No, you're fine. You could hang out and watch TV a little bit. You could read me a little bit. I love you. I'm positive. You're fine. You're fine, monkey. Good. You're fine.
Did you guys see the history made last night? LeBron James and his not very good at basketball son taking the court together.
Yeah.
Still a cool moment to watch. But
I guess
it's a cool moment to watch, but you're just like, it's I mean, it's nepotism, like, laid out in the biggest way. I mean, the kid, he wouldn't have been drafted at all because, one, he's already had a heart issue. I don't mean that like in his gameplay.
Yeah.
He had a heart issue. Like, he had to go to the hospital because he collapsed on the court.
And he's also,
I took it as a heart issue like that. I didn't take it as like a figurative.
Saying he's just not good at basketball could be just a heart issue like that. But this kid dropped, and he's
an average D League player.
Yes,
he's not even standout. Yeah. He's not even a standout in the D League. Like, if he went down to the D League tomorrow, it's not like, oh, he'll go take over that shit. Like, he's just very average. And it's also just unfortunate too. Like, you know, there's something funny about, like, he's a big dude for guys. Like, if you just walked by Bronny James, like, he just doesn't have what his dad has.
Oh, then they walked out. Like, bring the video of them walking out together. It's a man and a boy.
Do we want to do plugs real quick while we set that up?
Damn it. I said we would do plugs a second ago, and then I brought up a topic.
I know.
I'll do plugs. Let's fucking roll, dog. If you're listening to this when it comes out, you have one more day to see me in Buffalo, Helium. It's going to be a fun weekend. I always love that club, and the air smells like cereal. And then after that, I'll be at Oklahoma City Bricktown Comedy Club. Oh shit, Bricktown Comedy Club, everybody! Going to be doing the unofficial meet and greet after the shows those nights at the Red Dog Saloon. Come check it out. After that, Comedy Mothership. Mike Fenoy going to be down there with me. Louisville Comedy Club. I'm all over the place. Philly coming up. Houston, Philly coming up for the Thanksgiving weekend. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And on the Wednesday night, late show is going to be a special edition of Story Wars, everybody. Story Wars Live happening at Helium Comedy Club.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very fun. Very, very fun weekend. And then New Year's, we got something in the works here, so we'll be able to announce that pretty soon. But we have a fun New Year's thing.
Oh, I never hit Dave up.
Good. great. Well, that's all my... Listen to The Bonfire with me and the great Robert Kelly. And Story Wars right here.
Dave.
All right. Well, if you're listening live... Evidently, I'm doing something on New Year's that I didn't agree to. We'll see. Keep your ears to the streets.
We have some choices.
If you are...
We talk about the choices after bugs.
There you go. If you are listening live, I am out in Kansas City right now. I'm doing this weekend tonight and tomorrow. Got shows at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. And then just a few more gigs to the end of the year. I got Poughkeepsie, New York, Laugh It Up, Helium out in Philadelphia. And then I got a bunch of stuff coming up next year. I know the Chicago dates are up on the site, Houston, Bozeman, Montana. And there's a few more that should be added to the site in the next week or so. So I'll be coming all over. And Election
coming
Day.
All over.
I'll be coming all over like Peter North. And
nice, dude.
November 5th, Election Day, I'm going down to Florida to do Patrick Bet David's podcast. There's going to be a lot of big guests on. I think it's going to be the biggest show on the internet on Election Day. So I'm real excited for that. And it's going like from 8 p.m. to 3 in the morning or something like that. So we'll be like rotating like panels and stuff, but I'm going to be doing a bunch of that stuff. So looking forward to that. Always love hanging with those guys. And then, yeah, my comedy specials are up on YouTube. partoftheproblem.com. Of course, that's been going just like phenomenally well. Everybody, if you want to support the Part of the Problem podcast, make sure to go subscribe over there. And that's all.
Come see me live on the road. Go to lewisofskanks.com this weekend, Baltimore and Washington, D.C. with Scott Chaplin. Got Toronto coming up and mid-November. Come see Story Wars Live. We're doing a live Regs at the Gramercy Theater. I think I'm doing Austin. I'm doing The Creek before the end of the year. That date should be up soon enough. And a brand new tour starting in 2025, guys. So make sure you look out for a city near you. Let me know where you want me to come. But I'm going to be putting a bunch of brand new links and dates and working on a brand new hour for you guys that I should be releasing sometime next summer or so. But super pumped. Really have been enjoying going on the road, enjoying meeting all the fans and fucking getting crazy with you guys. Make sure you guys also check out all the other pods. The Regs, Story Wars, the new Lewis and Zach show. Go subscribe to the Lewis and Zach show everywhere you find podcasts. And yeah, that's really it. That's it. I got a lot of stuff going on, guys.
Do you think a good name for my tour next year should be Peter North American Tour? And then,
no.
And then it's like, and then under the word tour, it's just like a puddle of load dripping down with the dates.
I'm back in. I'm back in now.
Yeah.
Peter North.
I was out for a little bit, but
Peter North American Tour.
Come see Jay and get jizzed on.
Come see Jay.
Dude, it writes itself, Jay.
The whole thing's writing itself. What are we? What are we? What are we, Jewish sitcom writers over here? We're killing us. What do you say? You want to discuss New Year's after plugs?
Yeah, yeah. So, Dave, what is your vote? I already told Jay what my vote is, but let's see if we're on the same page here. So, Jay, you could present them.
So, I don't know if any of these are in stone, but the three things that seem available right now for us are the Bell House in Brooklyn. One show.
Taking it back to my roots.
Taking it back to BK.
Brooklyn born and raised. A glorious, like the kid returns to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Alex, maybe pull up an image of the Bell House while we do this so we can give a little visualization. Get like really see, inside. See ourselves there.
The inside.
I was thinking if I was going to go back to Brooklyn, I was planning on doing the Barclay Center, but let's see this Bell House.
Okay,
what do we got?
Well check it out though.
All right.
Look, we can see if the Barclay Center's got anything.
Dude, we should just put 200 people in the Barclay Center.
Yes.
The Bell House. Where is the Bell House?
I mean, in like the heart of hipster Brooklyn.
So it's like Williamsburg or something like that?
No.
What's the address, Alex?
Williamsburg.
Looks beautiful.
It's nice. I've done it a few times with people. 7th Street in Brooklyn.
Oh, no. That's not a... That's like... Hold on, where is it on the map there? That's like Park Slope, no?
Maybe. Isn't 7th Street where my character owned that place, Dave, in Z-Rock?
I don't remember. No. I know what you're talking about. No. 5th no, Street that wasn't 7th Street.
Brooklyn's going to be a like... dirty-looking bitches, no makeup.
It's going to be... Well, and that's one show. I think we'd have 10 to the ball drop.
Are we doing a stand-up show or a podcast?
Well, that would be a podcast. That would be a live podcast. Now, I believe a complete night we have available, I think, at the Bitter End, which is where I filmed What's Your Fucking Deal? And
West Village.
West Village, very cool owner. Small venue, tight, kind of a cool place to be that night, sort of, you know.
Yeah, downtown's fun, but it could be a little bit of a shit show.
It could be a bit of a shit show, but such a cool, legendary venue. I have great history there also. And then, Levittown Governors, which I believe the idea there would be to hopefully have two shows. We could have an 8 and a 10. 8 o'clock, you do a stand-up showcase with some friends or whatever. Come out there, make it worth it for them. And then we do a 10 o'clock to the ball drop podcast.
Avoid going into the city. Just drive there.
Can I first guess what Lewis's answer is?
I'm just saying, whatever. I'm not saying.
Lewis,
stop leading him.
Lewis,
sit back, you fucking weirdo.
Governors is Lewis's choice. So first, well, can I? I got that one right.
I didn't make a choice yet, so I didn't. I literally was when Lewis said that, I was like, "Sure." I'm like, "Whatever." And he goes, "I'll call Dave. Dave will say Governors."
I don't really want to do Bitter End, and nothing against them. I just feel like being in the Village for New Year's is going to be a fucking pain in the ass. Is my honest first thought when you put all three of these. So I'm kind of debating between Brooklyn and Governors, but I don't know.
You stop debating, like I would draw you debating.
Hold on, wait. Just pay attention to me. Hold on. Just pay attention and you'll know when I've got it.
keep in mind, the election will be over by then. So the world's going to be settled into the chaos one direction or the other. Is the West Village where you want to be?
We're 20 days until Trump's second term starts. Do I want to be in the West Village? I'm leaning toward the other two, but I'd have to think about it a little bit. I don't know. Do you have strong feelings? Obviously, Lewis is in the tank for Governors. Do you have strong feelings, Jay?
Nope. I don't have strong feelings.
How far is governors?
I feel like we'd have the most fun at governors. We could go
I think
out.
I think that might be the most fun.
We could go.
What's the drive to governors? I don't remember.
An hour and a half from me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not bad. Not
it's
great.
Out there.
Not bad.
It's a bit of a hike, but like
it's gonna be so to go to Brooklyn.
No better or worse than Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's not easy for me at all. Jay, like I would understand Jay wanting to lean towards something in the city or in Brooklyn because not having to fucking go, you know.
It's absolutely fine. I think governors, when Louis DeSanto, I think is the best chance for like a good hang time too.
Yeah, we can bring comics out. It'll be fun. I don't really love New York City anymore. No offense to New York, but like in terms of like hanging out and wanting to spend my night there, it's not really like.
Well, it's amateur hour drinking is what it is.
Yeah, and I don't drink.
Well, sure, but I'm saying it's not you're not the issue in that one. I'm saying it's like amateur hour drinking, so it's assholes all over the street.
No, I'll be an ass in the street.
No, that is your thing.
Buddy, I'm still a street asshole. I don't.
Dude, I'm going to be dressing up like Santa Claus, punching people in the face for no reason. It's not even SantaCon.
Is that happening? Did they stop SantaCon? I thought they stopped it, right?
Did they?
I don't know. Alex, look that up. I have a feeling that they said that they were like, it's done. Like the bars won't participate or anything. But maybe it's bigger than ever. I hate it.
It's better.
I hate it so much. I'm a crotchety old man for sure on...
Oh, humbugs. As Jay's Ebenezer Scrooge of SantaCon.
On that kind of party, on like the let's be a problem in the street kind of party, dude, I'm definitely a bah humbug.
Fucking Grinch Jay over here. We're all trying to come on. We're trying to get fucked up and fist fight other people during the Christmas season.
Yeah.
What's your problem, dude?
Yeah, don't put your Christmas on me. Louis, it's the same. When we watch that, though, it's a thing that unifies us on a SantaCon and things like that, and nights where people are like amateur hour drinking out in the city. It really is that. Like, I see a lot of injustices. I see injustice, and I hate it.
Yeah, I will have to exact justice on a fucking elf, and that's not okay. That's not really Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I don't want to have to worry about bringing justice on festive nights. Can't this street vigilante hero take one night off to enjoy New Year's with his friends?
All right, I think my phone's charged enough to go back down.
Why don't you just stay here?
Why don't you stay there?
No, because it is better. It's way better, the microphone.
Oh, all right.
Is it not, guys?
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why you can't use the microphone.
You can just stay in that room.
I can't technically stand in the room and get the microphone. You're right. But I feel like it didn't it look better before.
But isn't the microphone attached to your body right now?
It's on you.
Well, the microphone's attached to my body, but it's not attached to my brain. No, it's not.
How are you not understanding the point I'm making?
Yeah, you didn't have to leave the room at all. Is the point.
No, I did because I have to get the sensor.
Oh,
now
well,
I think I'm
explain
attached.
That. Right?
Now it's better.
You were already attached.
Hello, 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 hello.
Yeah, you were already attached, buddy. As
that
soon
doesn't
as you,
sound great.
As soon as you unplug the phone, that and, reattached.
Oh, dude, it almost looked like we just lost you all together, which would be pretty hilarious.
Is that better?
Sound good. The moving is incredibly distracting.
You got to clean that filter, buddy.
You said I don't sound good?
You're going to have to clean that filter back there behind you, bud.
Where I do sound good.
You're breathing all that in.
Does anyone dust your moldings?
Nice crown molding, though. That is good crown molding.
I just want to know, am I connected to the microphone now?
Yes.
For sure?
I don't know. No. For likely.
Hold on. Do the thing where you smush into it again.
Jason, you're a faggot.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing?
No, the ghost of truth was whispering in my ear, but nothing from you.
Dave, you motherfucker. Dave, why'd you choose him in that thing we were just doing?
I always just side with whatever funny thing comes in my mind.
Why the hell would you choose him in that thing?
Why would you choose funny, you piece of shit? For once, Dave, on this show, you choose funny?
Oh, wow. Hey. Look at Dave. That's new and improved Dave.
Wow. That seems harsh.
See, I told you, dude, he's a rattlesnake. He'll turn around and bite you right after you get his back.
Yeah, screw you and your dumb microphone. You look retarded.
I do like this microphone. This is pretty cool. I got it for my for this and for fucking other things. And
why'd you start that sentence?
Well, because I realized I didn't want to tell you what I really got it for.
Yeah.
What would you be keeping a secret that you got this microphone for?
No, a new individual podcast, Lewis on a Float.
I'm thinking about starting a more serious side of me podcast.
Oh. And that, no, you told me about this already.
Yeah, but I didn't tell Jay about it. Jay will hurt my feelings about it. Jay has no empathy.
Go on. New podcast idea.
He's literally biting his lip.
This is good. You got equipment for your new show you haven't started yet, but not a computer for your current show.
It's a microphone, dude. I got the microphone for everything, you cocksucker.
But especially this new Serious Side of Lewis show?
I got this microphone because I do a lot of Zoom calls and shows and things like this. No, I'm also doing a more serious podcast.
Call it The Serious Side of Lewis?
What is
it? Name for it.
What's this series about?
It's about life, man. It's like a little journal, like a little fucking Lewis journal.
Jay, this is serious.
Can we move on?
Is it going to, when it comes out?
I just feel like, Jay, I can already tell you're not taking this seriously.
He's not, and that's why I didn't want to bring it up on this show.
When you started it, if I agree to do it on Gas Digital, can I start my own show making fun of that show?
Will it be serious?
You're going to want me to get ahead of it.
You can. If you'll do it on Gas Digital, yes, you can do a show making fun of my serious show that's not on Gas Digital.
That show's not going to be on Gas Digital.
No, we're not a sewer. We're a comedy.
You're leaving your own network?
We're a comedy network.
You keep bullying us in this thing of this network, and then you're taking your show off the network.
I've never bullied anybody on this thing on this network.
I know, but it's a funnier thing to say.
I know, but... The fans will run with that and go, Lewis is bullying them.
Yeah, don't run with that. Threatening to kill yourself is not bullying.
Yes, it's true. He made us worry about him. He didn't say he was going to kill us if we left. We sat in a steakhouse and Lewis put a gun in his mouth. We had no goddamn choice. What you just don't even have like a subject,
Jay,
or kind of thing, idea.
I don't know what you're not getting. It's a show about seriousness. Episode one.
Oh, no. I have a show on Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's Sirius.
You don't get what I'm saying.
But is that like the concept of it at all? It's like just you're going to have serious conversations?
No, I'm just going to talk shit about like what's going on in my life and fucking health and parenting and business and fucking just a little bit more of a serious side of me.
Why?
I like it.
Because I feel like doing it. I don't know.
I don't know.
When
comedy's
I talk
not working
about
out.
That type of stuff on these shows, I get made fun of, as I should. Because this is a funny show. There's nothing funny about those things. So that's why.
Well, Lewis, you don't have to start a whole new show. We can give you Lewis's health and wellness corner for 15 minutes, dude. You just fucking walk through
it. But that's the thing. That's not really the place for it. There's nothing funny about it.
You think this is going to turn into us trashing you? But it won't. Go ahead.
Just so you know, Dave's being evil. Dave keeps telling you how much he loves us because he wants to see Lewis. And he goes, you know, guys, I've been really thinking about life lately. When I became a papa. Things kind of fall into perspective, you know, and it's just I can't wait. Dave, you're right. I'm sorry. Lewis, I'm hands off it, dude. I'll leave it alone.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Once again, we're on a rock flying through space, and all we are is dust in the wind.
Yeah, why the fuck would I start a new podcast on Gas Digital when I could just do it with Bobby on the bonfire? Oh, so much material. No, good luck with that. Why do you have to have the chest mic for that particularly?
No, I don't have to have a chest mic.
Well, that is where we started.
You said you got it for a new thing, but you didn't want to say.
No. I said I got it. No, I specifically said I got it for this, and I'm doing another project that I wanted a microphone that would work for that. Because I want to be able to do it anywhere I want to do it.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm on the road a lot.
This is your shell corporation. Whatever this new podcast is, you're hiding money from Ralph.
No, I don't think that many people are going to listen to the podcast. It's more therapeutic for myself. It's like I'm going to call it a video journal. That's what I'm going to call it.
Are you concerned? Forget me and Dave. Are you concerned about the external scrutiny that will come of this?
No.
No? Because no. I couldn't assume.
I don't give a shit.
More that it's going to be a bunch of that shit.
No, I don't give a shit.
Nice.
Now, why would you care about that?
I mean, seriously,
I'm not.
No, I know. But
I'm so serious, I could be a guest on your new podcast.
No way, dude. No guests.
No guests.
Just me.
All right. I like it. Good marketing angle.
Episode one, I have a guest. I was just avoiding Dave.
No guests. So we haven't discussed at all. We're coming to any conclusion. New Year's Eve, what we're all leaning in.
Well, I think I think I'd cut the bitter end. But okay. I'm a little torn between the other two.
I say Long Island.
I'm fine with doing governors.
I don't really love going into the city on a crazy night like that. Like, it's driving in and out of New York City with people driving and fucking drinking and fuck. It's just going to be a little bit of a shit show. It might still be going, a shit show you guys get from to Long go, Island, to be honest.
All of us actually can go around the city, like above it, and get to Long Island without it being a lot of like city shit.
Is there a spot near Governor's where we could do like a dinner beforehand?
Cool. Yeah,
like
for
a nice,
sure.
A nice fucking restaurant?
Yeah, 100%.
So that's kind of all I really wanted was I want to have a nice dinner with my friends, do a show, and sleep in my own bed. Yeah. As long as we do that, I'm fine with it.
So,
well, I mean, Long Island would work and the city would work. They would both work. I just vote Long Island just to avoid the shit show of New York City.
Yeah.
You have to do two shows, which kind of makes it worth everyone's while, too. You know.
Yeah, I agree.
Sure. So let's do it.
Hell yeah. Guys, spread the word. Maybe we're doing governors.
I would take off if I fucking could.
You could.
I mean, I technically can, but I like taking off on New Year's Eve. You're going out of New Year's Eve.
Is that Mike or Alex who said, if my vote counts, I want governors too?
Well, you guys are going to switch it. It was my vote.
Well, now we're okay, going,
so
now
just
we're going
to be clear, it doesn't count. It does look like governors is winning.
Alex but, also
we
is
need
trying
you to
hold
know your vote did not
fire.
Count.
Alex trying to hold our feet to the fire for more money for New Year's, and I just don't know how I feel about it.
She's trying to hold your feet to the fire?
Yeah. She said that she won't come out and produce the show unless we give her more money than what we offered her.
Well, I just feel like it is an international holiday where I'll be working at midnight and away from my
dog. That's not a fucking holiday in Japan or in Judaism.
It absolutely is a holiday.
No way, dude. They have their own New Year's.
Listen, we don't respect the rest of the world. And so that the international line isn't good. Alex, how would you feel about less money?
Not great.
All right.
G-Mike was fine with the money we offered him. G-Mike said nothing.
No, not anymore. Now I want more too.
Now it's not happening.
Well played, Mike.
We're going to hire local yokels for $200 to record the footage, and then we're going to send it to you, and you're going to have to edit it because that's your job.
Lewis, I got the name for your new show.
What is it?
Lewis Meets Lewis.
And I just test meets.
Just Lewis Meets Lewis. And then underneath in small writing, self-journey.
Self-journey? Journey, journey for oneself.
Yeah.
Dude, Jay, can I produce this for Gas Digital? You doing a 5-minute mock version of my serious podcast every week?
Yes. Absolutely. If I could do it from home.
But it's got to be like a journal, like you're alone, like you almost like you're lost in space.
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. I will absolutely do my 5-minute recap of Lewis. I do a recap of Lewis's thing. Yeah. Because I'll tell you what, I don't watch podcasts at all. I will watch every minute of this podcast.
I know you will.
This will be the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. Lewis Meet Lewis.
It's not going to be called Lewis Meet Lewis.
It's a great name for it.
Not bad.
And you know, as I sit here thinking to myself,
all right, so listen, how are we going to tie all this together and solve all these problems? All right, Alex wants more money. Here's what I think we could offer Alex. Alex, you are going to get 25% of the revenue generated by Jay's new podcast, Mocking Lewis's podcast.
Lewis meets Lewis meets Lewis.
Lewis meets Lewis meets Lewis. No, the show should be called Lewis Meet Lewis. And then Maja would be Lewis meets Lewis, meet Lewis. And then the third Lewis will be in parentheses or in quotes.
Now, I will say Alex did have this conversation with me before they completely shit the bed on the Story Wars audio.
It was really unfortunate. It was unfortunate timing. Lewis was very upset about the Story Wars stuff this week.
It does suck. It really fucking...
Well, not to play devil's advocate, but no matter who was in that seat that night would have gotten that same...
Can you play devil's advocate by doing it in Al Pacino impression, Alex, please?
That would help.
I feel like I'm too young to actually know what Al Pacino...
No, you got this,
Alex. Just do the... You can do the basic hoo-ah one if you want.
Can somebody give me an example and then I'll...
No. Jay, you do a decent one.
Hoo-ah! Oh, what's the topic? I'll give you a little.
Just she's saying that anyone that was producing that week would have had the same issue with the audio.
Now, anyone who's producing that.
Okay, I got it. Now, anyone who was producing that show on Wednesday night, they would have run into the same fucking issue that I did.
Not terrible. You know what?
Alex, one more time with hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Thank you.
Nah, I think she earned the money.
It wasn't bad. I mean, she, you know, it's unfortunate timing to be asking for more money.
Well, to be fair, she's not asking for more money for Story Wars. And seeing as how I'm not a part of Story Wars, I believe Legion of Skanks and Story Wars should be completely separated in all
Dave,
ways.
Can you not be so fucking...
Dave, if you have some fucking empathy for 5 seconds, can you have a little empathy? Name of the episode for sure. Can you have a little empathy?
Can you stop being so litigious?
That was good, dude. Lewis has been working on his vocabulary for Lewis Meets Lewis.
it's a great, serious topic.
Stop being so litigious, Dave. You know,
guys, I've been thinking to myself, I should see if I can unsend all of the videos of myself blowing loads that I've sent out to people.
It's so funny how we start the show and how we end the show.
Yeah, when it's erased, is it ever really erased?
Lewis Meets Lewis.
Lewis. Meet Lewis.
I just say that at the end of every sentence and thought.
Lewis, meet Lewis. Old Lewis used to think, punch first, let God sort him out. Lewis, meet new Lewis.
So, I mean, they want more money to produce the show. They're producing one podcast episode. I mean, the money we're giving them, I feel like it was a fairly generous offer. Alex, can you talk about the actual offer?
Can you send me? No.
No.
But text me with the numbers.
It's just, guys, I can't text because I'm using.
I got it. I'm going to direct message you what the number is. And I'm not saying it's a bad offer. I'm just saying for New Year's, I'm assuming ticket sales are it costs $1 million to go anywhere on New Year's. I'm assuming it's not going
to
be the same.
It doesn't cost $1 million to see the Legion of Skanks at Governor. It's going to cost like $30.
Now, it'll probably be like, yeah, 30, 40 bucks, I guess.
No, somewhere between 30 and a million.
Yeah. In that real sweet spot.
For Jay, hold on. There we
go. Still waiting for it to come through.
It's in your chat.
Did you send it to me?
Oh, it's in my chat. Oh.
Yes.
I'm ballsy.
I'm going to need that too, Alex.
It's in the chat.
Okay. So what?
For full night?
What?
Well, no, full night. They have to, they're going to come. Yeah, yes. We're going to pay them to also come eat dinner with us as well, Jay.
No. I'm saying if we doing two shows.
No, they're doing one show. They're only recording one show.
You have to come to dinner too. That is part of it.
No, they're only working one show.
Okay, so what is it you're asking for? What percentage increase from that?
100%.
No, a 50%.
50%.
This is the first time she's presented a number.
50%. I'll say this.
I mean, are we discussing on the air? I would just say yes.
I'll discuss it. If we're talking about it, I'll say yes with the contingency that the expectation is that the production should be perfect.
Oh, yeah, we have to be able to hear the audio.
The expectation is always that the production should be perfect.
What I'll say is
that not a bad answer, Alex. Not a bad answer.
If the audio isn't there...
You owe us money.
You owe us that money plus 100%.
Crazy.
And I'd like to request 10% more than that.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Damn you, Mike. No, I'll Alex, say, Alex, if you, okay, you get what you asked for, which is a 50% increase from that. If there is any problem, me, Lewis, and Jay get your baby.
Yep. And we get to do whatever we want with her. And we're not perverts.
And we've got ideas.
And you
know, I'm going to dress her up like a little sunflower. And I'm going to be a big sunflower. how about this? Would you guys, here's a fun one. Ooh, Lewis, you're going to like this.
Let me see.
How about we say, I'd even put my own individual cash on this. How about if we say we will 100% increase it? But if Lewis can find one thing that he says isn't like done perfectly on that episode, you get half of what the original offer was.
I will not accept that because I think Lewis can find a problem with.
Isn't that a problem with you right now? Is that admitting that you are the problem? Lewis, meet Lewis. Alex, meet Alex. How about that?
Lewis, meet Lewis. Meet Alex, meet Alex.
I don't mind giving them a pay raise for this live show because it is a holiday.
Yes.
But we don't need to, Alex.
No, I know. It would be out of the empathy from your heart.
My problem is, I have no empathy because no empathy has been given to me. You understand?
Well, we all need a little empathy today. No one got any empathy.
I'm trying to empathize with all three of you guys. Personally.
Thank you.
I like the fact that rhymed. You get the raise.
I like how all of us.
You're vice president of the company.
Dude, we all tried to basically just say yes, but then add some type of thing to it, and none of us could come up with anything. We're just like, yes, you get it, but be cool.
But?
All right, fine.
Be cool.
The answer is yes. That's how easy it is to get more money out of us. You just have to ask.
That's it. You just got to ask nicely, and then show up, and then show you with the baby again, and then we all go,
And then the next picture is just the baby holding up cash.
But I gotta say,
Mike, you have to dress up like a baby if you want to raise.
we're playing credit card roulette at dinner, and you guys are involved.
No.
Yes.
Are we gonna do credit card roulette?
Terrifying, dude. I can't even imagine.
No, we're not doing credit card roulette. It gives me a goddamn heart attack almost every time.
The three of us will split the dinner.
No, they'll put in 10% each. They'll pay the tip. They got to wear their big boy pants, Dave. This is crazy.
Dave, meet Lewis. It's like this guy's never met Lewis. Lewis, meet Lewis.
He had to meet Lewis. Lewis is the fun guy to meet.
The fun guy to meet.
Man, there's construction going on outside of my house right now. I thought I left New York City to never deal with construction again, but my entire neighborhood is being dug up by like fucking Tonka fucking trucks.
Yep. There's a whole lot of people leaving New York City. We need some more housing out here. Gonna have to build.
It is funny. I thought about that. I was like, when you go out to when you get out of the city, all the sounds that are annoying are gone, but like you're gonna be picking up new sounds of lawn mowing when it's not convenient for you. Hearing shit like that, you're like, you fuck.
Yeah, that's a big one. But it still comes and goes, and you're back to the peace and quiet. But yeah, it is. There's always something, dude. That's the one. The lawnmowers.
Yeah, dude, lawnmowers. And
try not to sneeze into your microphone.
Oh, your microphone into your Versace robe, all over your left tit.
Dude, the sounds of New Jersey is lawnmowers and cicadas. I feel like I'm just always looking in a field and fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre is about to come after me.
Cicadas sound terrible.
Yeah, but it's still better than being in the city.
Oh, then horn. Christine said for some reason now she just zones in on it. It's like we're right above. You can hear the West Side Highway. So if there's a traffic jam on it, you hear all of the honks the whole 2 miles going down.
Well, yeah, once you make a decision that you want to be done with something, and now that you guys are leaving, I mean, I guess it's not official yet, but you're going to eventually leave.
Yeah.
But now everything, it's almost like looking at the clock on the last day of school.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And here's the thing. What's great is what's fine is Christine catching up. Christine's just recently got to like, oh, this fucking place.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good.
But it took a minute.
Yeah. I mean, look, dude, I've romanticized New York for so fucking long, dude. And Dave, you loved it. You grew up in New York.
I think it still is that. I think it still is a lot of the things you're saying for a young person.
No, it 100% is. Like, it's also part of, like, the experience in New York. Like, being broke and having roommates and kind of the shittiness of it is kind of, like, it's kind of fun. You feel like you're in the movie Kids or, like, the movie, or, like, you feel like you're, you know, like.
It's kind of charming. There's something about it, yes.
It's like punk rock. Being broke. I remember just, like, sorry.
It was a fun place to be young and figuring it out, for sure.
Dave, Vic put, you'll remember this. I'll send it to you later, because Vic from Hammer Fisting. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, the also the co-host or the producer for Yo MMA Rap. He put out an old Hammer Fisting vlog from literally before we started Legion of Skanks, and you'll remember it. It was Frankie Edgar versus Gray Maynard, and it's just so funny to be brought back to this place, right? And what happened was the pay-per-view didn't work, so I had to call Time Warner. And be like, hey, and I'm, you know, I'm being me. I'm just being grumpy and crazy. And the minutes are counting down now. It's like 3 minutes have passed. We missed the intro, and now I'm pissed. And Vic's videotaping me, and I'm getting annoyed. And you're like mocking me and making fun of me. And Beatrice is in the background. And at one point, you know, they go, it's like, all right, sir, what's your name? And then I was like, it's under Beatrice LaBarge.
Dude, the righteous. Nation, like being like an indignant consumer, but you're not even the name on the thing.
It's in your girl's name, dude.
Dude, I had that. That was a long time. Like phone bill and stuff was like I had to give Carla's name for everything.
Oh yeah, but then I was like, I remember like even in the video, I'm going like, I was like, babe, let me get your credit card. Don't worry, I'm gonna get everyone to chip in, and like just being like. It's so funny going. I've just not been in that place. If I was having people over for the fights now, I would just buy the fights and pizza for everybody, and that would be that, you know? But it's like being at a place where I was like, you know, there's five guys there. Everyone, like, I had to invite five guys so we could afford it. And like, I'm using my girl's credit card.
Oh, no, I love that. But again, those are memories. I watched at my first place in New York where I live with Metzger, that place on a fucking, I mean, a 22 inch screen box television. In the living room, we watched Mike Tyson versus
Evander Holyfield or Lennox Lewis, probably.
It was Lennox Lewis. Yeah, when Lennox Lewis beat him in that fight. And it was just like, he flattened him out in that one.
Yeah, he knocked him out. Uppercut, I believe.
Uppercut, yeah. He was on his back, yeah. But I remember watching that thing there. And exactly, everybody that came over, I was like, well, let's invite a few people and everyone will come give... You know, X amount, everyone gives $5 and we have like six people over. It's a close to the price of the fight. And
yeah,
we'll get two pizzas. Everyone can have two slices.
Yeah, dude. If everyone just chips in $10, it's enough for pizza, enough for the fight. We're good.
But that was great. It was also
like
great.
Really romantic about being at that stage in comedy as well. Like we would all like, we would just like.
The problem is being 35 and going like. Can't afford this fight. Like that's where you didn't picture. That's what you didn't picture when you were 24.
It's fine. It's fucking. It's amazing when you're 25. It fucking starts wearing thin when you're 30. When you're 35, you're like, I got five more years till I have to swallow my pistol. Like which I don't have. I don't own one. I can't afford a pistol. But like, I got to get one from someone. But I mean, me and Lewis particularly, even like before we met you, Jay, and then like in the early years of knowing you. But I mean, we were literally like, it would be like together, like emptying our pockets and being like, okay, like we have like, okay, we got. Two 40s in the fridge. We have $27, which means we can buy a 20 bag of weed, and then we got to figure out how to get dinner with $7 between the two of us. Like it would literally that was every day. Every
look at
single
us now.
Day.
Two of us have computers, and one of us has a Versace robe. And we've done it, everybody. Lewis, meet Lewis. The new show coming to Knockass Digital.
And we made it. And Jay, we made it all the way to this point just so we could give Alex our fucking money. Can you believe that?
God damn it, Alex! What did you earn?
Nobody ever handed me a thing in my life, Alex. I cannot imagine somebody being like, "Oh, hey, here's money for something."
Guys, ever. I gotta wrap this one up because I have a hard out on today on show. But fun always hanging with the boys.
I love you guys. Congratulations, Alex and Mike. You made it.
You guys did it. we will catch you guys back next week from the stand on our live show. Until then, everybody, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.